Good morning, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to this conference of presentation of results for the third quarter for the cumulative of 9 months. So with us, Augusto Alves Reisneto, with us is the Director President and also the Director of Relationship with Investors. I'd like to tell you that during the presentation, you will be only listening, and then we're going to start the Q&A session, and then you can start sending your questions right now through the chat that is on the platform. I'd like to inform you that the questions could be sent to the team straight through the email ri@pdg.com. So I'd like to clarify some things that are going to be said about the perspectives of business, of PDG, projections, and financial results. And then I'd like to inform also the information that are also available already. We have risks, uncertainties, and assumptions. So they depend on events and circumstances that might or might not happen. The investors should understand that general economic conditions and other operational factors could affect PDG and conduct to results that are different from the results expected before. Right now, I'd like to give the floor to Augusto Reis, who's going to present for you. Please, Augusto, go on.
Thank you, Renato. Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone is fine. I just would like to thank for your attendance. We're going to talk about the results of the cumulative of the first 9 months of 2022. Before we talk about our agenda, I'm going to mention briefly about the current scenario in our projects this year. The third quarter showed to be a little more challenging than the others, especially about the economics, reflecting the uncertainties generated by the pre-election period and also the actions taken by inflation. We saw uncertainty from the clients in the decision-making and the lower speed of sales and making us to adjust our commercial strategies. As mentioned in our last call, we shared with you the launch of our new brand, AIX. We highlight that this is not was not just a name change, but it was a positioning change. This positioning that points the client as the center of our strategy. From now on, we have the focus and the objective to have better experiences for our clients. And before this challenge, just like we've been talking all about our talks before, we started 2021, but now with more emphasis in the 2022 years, two very important projects for this challenge of positioning. The first is the client experience, and the second one is the digital experience. The first one, we have all of our structure in the former area, which is now called client experience. We internalized our service, and we created two new journeys for the client. The first one, based in customer-centric, it's finalized, and all the work that has been doing, all this work in the client relationship is being done with the support of a specialized consultants and also with the whole company involved. Directly linked to this project is the project of Digital Journey. It was started last year, and it's a digital platform that is going to allow the client to have all the journey in the company since the beginning, from the first contact when he's a lead to the end. And this journey, this platform, is going to make this journey possible to happen in digital way if the client wants so. This platform is being developed internally, and we are sure that it's going to be a living platform demanding constant adjustments. So for that, it's really important for us to develop this platform. We are confident that
with this project, with these two projects, we can achieve our main objectives, which is to have better experiences for our customers. Another thing that is really important, it's our SG&A agenda. We have in our plan our main efforts for the diversity. Now we think that this is an essential topic for us to get the long-term goals. And this has been one of the hardest challenges because it involves personal and other issues, but it's been gratifying because we've been seeing the results. We see a better environment, more respect among them, and all the team committed with this process of evolution. This is a challenge that is going to be, we are going to have an approach on this challenge because we know that this is the base for the future of the company. Besides that, we are going to have our first consolidated reports of SG&A. And then by the end of the year, we're going to have our first report. And for governance, we have already a committee, an internal committee, and we have an internal auditing system. And we're going to do that with an external company for more efficacy in this process for auditing. Verne has a system that is very robust and functioning. We have our first contract signed already. So we are to know more about Verne, we can go to our website, www.verne.com.br. Well, going to our agenda on slide 2, you can see the agenda of the day. And going to slide number 4, we have the summary executive. We have the highlights for this month of the year. Talking about the highlights, on the first 9 months, the company has a net profit of 279 million compared to 2021. We had loss of 475 million. We also had a reduction of 547 million, 81% in other obligations, and a reduction of 343 million in this first 9 months. So we have positive financial results. 106 million. We have G&A reduced by 40%. Selling expenses were also reduced by 21%. And by the end of third semester, we achieved 709 million in the reorganization plan, and that's amortization. Not considering, obviously, the increase of capital, I'm going to talk now. So as part of this process of resuming of the company, our increasing of capital was just finished in November the 1st, and we had a total of 409 million, an important step to accelerate our reduction of debts, reducing the risks of the company. Then I'm going to mention the product X.P. Then I'm going to give you more details in our launch here. I mentioned in the last conferences already, but we've been trying to resume our launch, and this third quarter marked this very important moment, and it's been expected since 2015. We launched X.P. So we closed the period of more than 7 years without any launch. So we prepared a stand. We were thinking about a better experience for the client, environment, and technology used. We had a lot of attention to our commercial team, obviously. We want to have always better experiences for the clients. And in October, we started that. This is going to be in the east side, in the neighborhood of Tatuapé. It's Tatuapé. It's a traditional neighborhood. We have technology, safety, and fun. So it's for home. It's a residential. We have average people, and we have a potential of PSV potential for 60 million. We have our agenda, and in parallel, the team has been working with the approval of 2 new projects that are in our schedule for launching for 2023. So moving on, with the launches. Besides the lands that we already have now, we have prospections of the purchase of new lands that are going to feed our strategy. And now in November, we just purchased the new land in São Paulo, exactly aligned with the strategy of resuming of the company. Moving on to the next slide, we'd like to share an important conquer. It was the listing anniversary on B3. So we're really proud for that. So throughout all these years, the company was reinventing itself, evolving, improving governance, and in the most challenging moments, we were resilient, enduring, optimists. We had a lot of effort in our teams, and now we have a new moment. Just like I told you, after a couple of years, we had our new launch, Ixtatuapé. Just like I mentioned in the beginning of the presentation, this new phase is the development of important projects and that are really important for our company. Digital journey, SG&A, along these 15 years, being a company that is listed in the new market, it's of the essence for the evolution of our team. We're confident that this partnership with B3 is going to keep adding to our improving moment. And we are going to keep working a more equality society, sustainable and inclusive society. Well, going to our slide number 10, talking a little about the financial operation results. I remind you that the results of Ixtatuapé and also the increase of capital are not yet reflected in these results we're presenting now because they just happened in the fourth quarter, right? So in the third quarter, we had 68% over of third quarter of last year. The nine first months, we had 81 million, 49 decrease over the previous month. And this result, despite reduction, is in line with the target established for the year. And the focus of the sale of units that generates free cash inflow remains unchanged. So we had 7.7% in the quarter. During the third quarter, our cancellations amounted to 34 million, 3% higher than the previous year, a total of 79 million, 12% lower than the first 9 months previous year. Having in mind that the cancellations are an important way to increase units available for sale and consequently the results. Our net sales were negative in the third quarter, and they had a total of 11 million. But it's valid to remind you that the main sales driver for the company is the gross sales, considering that part of the material sale for sale comes from this main indicator, which is the gross sales. Talking a little about the first month, we had 30 a reduction of 14% when we compare with the first 9 months last year. The volume was impacted by the reduction of sales, but it had a result beyond the expected because of the higher efficiency in our operational process. Talking a little about the stock, in the end of the year, we had a total of 1.3 million, and it's a difference from the previous year. In the closing, 20% of the inventory is finished, 51% in residential projects. Talking about the ready, it has a total of 256 million. We present now the overall selling, general, and administrative expenses. They were reduced by 17% and 40% in a year-over-year comparison. The reduction was mainly due to lower expenses with legal and financial consulting. And commercial expenses were reduced by 17%, quarter to quarter, and 21% comparing the first 9 months versus the previous year, and the reduction was mainly due to the lower carrying costs of the units in stock. And as a result, the general and administrative expenses added to commercial expenses were reduced by 17% on a quarter-on-quarter and 40% on the first 9 months. We closed our first period with an amount of 145 employees. Well, now we'll talk a little about the interdebtedness. The extra concursal increased 5 million, 125 million during the third quarter and 14% in the first 9 million. This increase was because of rates, considering our net debt increased. And now we show the variation of the concursal debt, the interdebtedness. This was increased 30 million, 2%. And in the first 9 months of the year, 19%. This was mainly due to new credits qualifying for judicial reorganization. So, in total, the payments in assets, the company has already amortized 709 million of concursal debts. And the next one that will be done with increasing of capital was finished, just like I said, in the 1st of November. They're going to be reflected only in the fourth quarter, but they will for sure reinforce the lever of the company. Now, in our presentation, we are going to talk a little about the deleveraging, summing everything, extra concursal debt and cost to be incurred in the end of the third quarter. Everything was 4.5 B, and some points important about this is the remaining debt. It's 1.2 B. We have due in 20 years, and they could be amortized. And also through increasing of capital and payment of stocks of the company, our debts are still renegotiated, and they can always be enabled in our process of judicial recovery, generating more positive results in the results of our company, as we've been seeing in the last quarters. We're still looking for solutions for the works that are stopped. And as we find solutions for them, we're going to have a reduction in these results. We notice that all the work that has been done through the company to equalize the passives are going to be since 16 in the request for judicial recovery. We reduced the leveraging in almost 2 billion. Besides a reduction of 2B in the total passives in 21-22, where we saw a significant reduction of 1 billion, reflecting our impacts of the closing of our judicial recovery request and the debts in action. This result shows the capacity of recovering of the company. We still have a long ways to go, but we see some good expressive results showing a reduction that is also expressive of our deleveraging. Moving on with the presentation, I'm going to highlight the main variances in our demonstrative, in our statement. Reduction of other expenses. We had 106 million as a positive result, especially due to that and the reversion of tax and incomes. And then we had the reduction of commercial expenses. And then we have profit in the first 9 months of the year compared to last year, we had loss of 475 million. Finalizing my presentation, I'd like to say that we're living a moment that is highlighting in the trajectory of this company after 7 years facing several difficult challenges, trials, including our judicial recovery process. We had a launch going back to an operational phase and looking forward, thinking about the future of the company. The launch that we had right after the repositioning and the launch of our brand X Incorporation. We had many results in the projects that we assume, and I have no doubt these results are going to help a lot to lever the results of the company in short, medium, and long term. Every day is more evident that we're re-signifying our relationships with the clients and always trying to have better experiences. So I finish here, and there is the time for Q&A right now. Thank you very much. Thank you, Augusto. I'm going to ask the first question from Castro. Good morning. Congratulations on the results. About the launch, what are the impacts of the elections for the presidency and the World Cup and the end of the year parties for the sales? Thank you, Carlos. That's a good question. Just like I mentioned, we opened the sales in the month of October, in a moment that we had between first and second round of elections. Obviously, because of that, we chose not to have a launching event, and that was part, obviously, of our commercial strategy. And what we've been seeing is that, just like I mentioned, and then the impact that we've been having in the general sales, not only in the launches, is that, yes, we have been having a slowdown, like the clients takes longer to make their decisions. So I think all this discussion and all this insecurity generated by the possible changes that are related to politics, economics, so they bring the client a certain insecurity, and that brings a huge impact in the sales. But I think this is just seasonal. We're confident that next year, paying attention to the possibly adverse economic situations we might have, we believe the market is going to present a similar or better performance. We understand that the end of the year is going to be really impacted, but it's just during this time. Yes, there is an impact, but we have a positive perspective for next year. Great. Next question is Luis Otavio. He says, good morning. Congratulations on your presentation. About G&A, with the return of the launches, can we expect an increasing about the debts? Can we also expect an increasing because of the financing to production? Hi, Luis. Thank you for the question. Well, first about G&A, we have no expectation to increment in a sensitive way in the short term. We have a structure that is able to meet the needs of this volume, just like I've been saying in the last calls. It's an ongoing, growing, but cautious volume, at least in the short term. The idea is not to have any big increasing in the volume of launches, so we should not have an increment that is outside the normality. Of course, we're gonna add, but we have an increase of income. So when we talk about the income cost ratio, this relationship tends to be healthy. It's nothing that we worry about. And of course, about that, yes, the company, the strategy is to look for the project. We have nothing foreseen to that outside the project, so we understand. Obviously, it's going to increase the debt, but it's going to be healthy and focused on the execution of the entrepreneurship in the specific projects. Next question is Ercílio. Congratulations, Augusto and teams. I've been listening to the calls for some quarters, and I see the results are improving. Can we expect the results to keep improving considering the return of the launches? And the second question is, are the new launches going to be in São Paulo? Thank you, Ercílio, for your question. We expect that, yes, when we take a look at our result of the company quarter by quarter, obviously, we are still very impacted by financial expenses. So we're going to have that. On the other hand, we realize a moment of decrease of this leveraging. So if we take a look at the last calls that we had and our results, we see that this is going to keep happening. So when we take a look at the result, it's going to flow depending on the process of decreasing of the debt and renegotiation of debts. We have this variance of results. When we talk about operational results, yes, we have an expectation of improving as we increase or launch again or regenerate a project. Of course, we have a positive expectation to improve the results of the company. The other question about the launches, well, we are still focused in the city of São Paulo and taking a look at some opportunities. We might look at the gray area of São Paulo, but our strategy is yes, to have residential entrepreneurships in the city of São Paulo. We've learned a lot in the past in our structure today, and all the learning that we had shows that this market is big, is resilient, there's room for everyone, and there is a project that is very well designed. It's a market that goes through difficult moments, but it's a living market, you know. So we remain with the same strategy to keep working in São Paulo. Next question is Pedro Conte. And he said, good morning, congratulations on the result. What can we expect in the line of financial results from now on? Good, Pedro. Well, I believe the last answer I gave was a little about this question, right? But I can reinforce a little. But pretty much, there is a big dependence of this project of negotiation of our debts. Extra concurso, especially the ones that are extra concurso, and converting this to the concurso word. So there's a big impact in the variance of our financial results, and that tends to keep going with that. Obviously, our expectation is for us to keep having an expectation, but as we can renegotiate the next ones, this will bring positive results for the company in the line of financial results. Thank you. There's a question from Rubens about the expectations of sales for 2022-23. It's a little bit of what you mentioned. I don't know if you want to add something. Well, I think that's it, Renato. And Rubens, thank you for the question, just to go through it, but we've been feeling a tougher end of the year, but within what was already expected, it's nothing outside the common. But naturally, yes, it's a more complicated end of the year, and then we have World Cup, everybody has the attention towards that, but it's everything as expected, nothing concerning. We have as a last question, and then the last call, if someone wants to ask something, just to have time for the broadcast. You send your question through the broadcast, but I'm going to ask the last question that we got here. It's about good morning. Congratulations on your work. What is the expectation for the reduction of debt, having in mind the future launches? Thank you, Rogério, for your question. Well, I think to summarize all the questions, I've been through that too. And when we take a look at our debt separately, what we call the concursos world, we see a trend along the time, some extra concurso debts we negotiated with our debtors, and we converted these debts to the concurso world. And then obviously, we had many options to reduce this debt and to pay them, among them the issue of stocks and paying through the increasing of capital, which is what happened now. And then in the past, we had one, and this year we had it again. I mean, our focus, it's been to improve more and more the operation of the company, because we understand that this way we are going to be able to make more interest in converting debts in participation, and that brings a return to the people who are becoming shareholders. And obviously, this continues a long term to the company. So our focus has been this one, and the reduction of the debt is a consequence of a well-structured of these strategies. So the perspective is that yes, we are moving on with this process of reduction of debt, which is going to happen pretty much through the ways of the plan and the migration of debts. I hope I answered your questions, and thank you for the question. Well, we have another question from Glauco Amaral. Good morning. You should keep two launches for next year. Do you have any perspective of change? Glauco, thank you for being here and thanks for sending your question. Yes, we are in the process of planning of the year of 2023. It started now in the end of the month of October. We might finish now, but yes, our strategy is to keep our launches, and we're considering two launches for next week. Well, this is the end of our questions. If you want to leave your final considerations before we end. Well, thank you, Renato. Thank you, everyone who were here, who asked questions. It's always important to have this feedback from you, the questions, the acknowledge. I thank everyone who've been acknowledging the efforts of the team. We are still very confident in the success of the company. This is not a sprint, you know, that's the opposite. This is a marathon, and the whole team is engaged, is committed, and above all, we trust that we're going to keep step by step making progress with structure, planning in a very definite way to recover the company and go back to the position this company deserves, but now in a different way, putting the customer in the center as a priority and trying to build better and better experiences for them. This is it, and I appreciate your attendance and see you next call, next quarter. Thank you, everyone. About the conference is closed. And we thank the attendance of all of you. Have an awesome day.